Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Hello, my name is Nigel. That's Jason Hammer right over there with a special guest on the hotline.
Tommy Pigott, Strategic Communications Director for the RNC, joins us. You can see some of his work at RNC Research. Tommy, in your opinion, how are both sides of the political scale, Republicans and Democrats, handling this anti-Semitic college campus situation?
Well, I think the contrast is clear. You had Speaker Johnson and other Republicans going up to Columbia, calling on the protests to end. And I hesitate to even use the word protest because we are hearing vile things out of these gatherings, these riots, really, that are shutting down these campuses. Meanwhile, Democrats are refusing to take a stand against this because they're afraid of their base. They're afraid of the far left. There's an anti-Semitism problem in the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is showing that he's too weak to stand up against it. In fact, at a recent campaign event, AOC went up there at a Biden event and praised these riots at these college campuses. And then a few minutes later, Joe Biden goes up there and praises AOC. The contrast could not be clearer, and it shows that really the Democratic Party and Joe Biden is not meeting the moment.
Do you think some of it's organized? I mean, on a nationwide scale? In terms of these anti-Israel demonstrations on campuses?
Well, there is evidence of different groups that are organizing this. There is evidence of different money flowing from different groups to fund some of these quote-unquote protests. At the very least, they clearly are coordinated in the fact that they're happening at the same time. But there is evidence to back up the fact that there might be some more organizational coordination here. Regardless, even if there isn't, which their evidence suggests that there is, even if there isn't, it's on the president to call this out. All we've seen from him so far is a weak statement from a mid-level staffer at the White House. He has yet to come out and publicly condemn these riots that are happening here. The closest he's come to saying something like that was a very weak statement where he went out of his way to really condemn Israel in a lot of ways in the same breath, which is really unacceptable.
Right.
We need to be standing against the type of hateful rhetoric we're seeing from the left.
So for a guy who launched his presidential campaign video back in 2020 based on the Charlottesville hoax, if you will. And when I say hoax, I mean taking Donald Trump's comments completely out of context, eliminating the part where he totally condemns the lunatic white nationalists and those dorks with the tiki torches. That part got left out of his campaign launch video. He sure had no problem saying there were pretty good people on both sides of this protest situation on college campuses.
It shows that he's a hypocrite. It shows, again, that he's not meeting the moment. And it also shows that when he stands up there and talks about morality and decency and trying to lower the temperature, he's doing the exact opposite. It's really Joe Biden that is fueling a lot of the incivility that we're seeing around the country these days. It's coming straight from him. I mean, the example that you gave of them taking President Trump out of context, there's also other examples recently where they took President Trump's comments about a bloodbath for the auto industry if Biden's reelected, they took that out of context. And you also have the campaign, the Biden campaign, every single day, or practically so, taking Trump's comments. When Trump goes out there and he talks about criminal, illegal immigrants that are crossing the border and committing crimes, when President Trump goes out there and says those criminals should not be in this country, you have the Biden campaign go out there, clip about 3 seconds, take it completely out of context, and put it out there and say that President Trump was talking about immigrants when he clearly was talking about criminals. And for me, when I look at that, that's insulting to so many legal immigrants that came into this country that every single day the Biden campaign is purposely conflating legal immigrants and criminals committing heinous crimes. That's offensive. That's honestly prejudicial. There's not really a word to use to describe that is too out of bounds here, because that is so out of bounds for them to be doing that. And it happens almost every single day. The Biden campaign are hypocrites. They're fueling a lot of the hateful rhetoric we're seeing, and they're refusing to take a stand against the far left and all these anti-Semitic protests we're seeing on college campuses.
And so that being said, it begs the question, what is Joe Biden running on? What is his main platform? What are they speaking to their constituents about?
Well, really, it's just lie, hide, and smear. I mean, that's what his entire strategy is. That's what he's saying. I mean, you have Joe Biden, who is avoiding questions at every single instance that he can. He can't even go into a Wawa, without it being staged. There are videos of his staff staging every single interaction that Biden has with anybody moments before Biden shows up, and yet he still manages to embarrass himself. He's hiding from questions. He's lying about his agenda. He's going out there claiming that the border is secure and that the economy, that his economic quote-unquote plan is working, when Americans see that it's not and the border is not secure. And then he's smearing his political opponents. He's going out there telling flat-out lies, taking things out of context, smearing parents, smearing pro-life Americans, smearing Americans that want common sense measures like voter ID. That is his strategy right now, and the mainstream media is more than happy to support him in that. But I don't think it's working, and that's why we're seeing polls across the country really showing Americans not trusting Biden and trusting President Trump more when it comes to key issues. And the final thing I'll say is this issue of debates has really come up again today, where Biden finally said that he'd be happy to debate President Trump. I think Biden should prove it. President Trump has said he is happy to debate President. President Trump has said he's happy to debate Biden anytime, anywhere, any place. Sure. Biden can prove that he'd be happy to debate Trump if he agrees to a debate. But something tells me that Biden's handlers and his campaign are going to find a way to walk this one back.
Tommy Pickett is our guest. He is the Strategic Communications Director for the RNC. You can catch a lot of his work on the popular Twitter handle at RNC Research. Tommy, there have been some changes over at the RNC. New leadership's had a couple of months now. How are voter registrations and fundraising and the mail-in voter ballot harvesting initiatives going?
Look, it's going great. We're pedal to the metal. We have the momentum right now. We're seeing just since that, just in the last month, really, $100 million come in to the RNC and the Trump campaign, a massive number. We're seeing every single day that President Trump is in court, we're seeing, as Chairman Whatley announced today, $1 million in small dollar donations coming online. A lot of people that are standing up saying we've had enough of Joe Biden, we want to support President Trump. We're seeing that fundraising come in. And that's translating to work on the ground. We're seeing people that are making their plan to vote, making their plan to vote early. We're seeing voter registration gains in states like Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Georgia. A lot of momentum right now for Republicans, and a lot of worry for Democrats. We're also seeing that in the polls beyond just the registration numbers as well. The polls showing that key demographics that Democrats have taken for granted, such as Hispanic Americans are moving towards President Trump in a big way. So we're seeing that in the voter registration. We're seeing that in the fundraising. We have the momentum. We're building on that with the infrastructure. And we're also building on that with our election integrity operation, where we have we announced the launch of the largest ever election integrity program, an unprecedented program when it comes to making sure that it's easier to vote and harder to cheat, and that we have common sense measures that Americans want to see.
And just one more thing, Tommy, you mentioned something called small dollar donations. What is a small dollar donation, and what can we glean from a small dollar donation to the RNC in the Trump campaign?
Yeah, a small dollar donation is a donation that really is just that. It's a donation that's not from a billionaire or a millionaire that is a couple hundred thousand dollars or millions of dollars or whatever it happens to be. It's really a lot of times $5, $10, $15, $20, where people are stepping up and donating what they can afford, because they want to be part of this team that takes back and saves this country. And that shows the enthusiasm, because when you talk about small dollar donations, you're talking about each one of those individual people donating that. So that makes that money worth even more in a lot of ways, in the sense that it's indicative of the enthusiasm of thousands of people that are stepping up and making those donations and really joining this team to save this country. So that small dollar donation number is a really important indicator of the enthusiasm that we have behind President Trump and really the team that we're building across the country to win in November.
Tommy Pickett at RNC Research. Tommy, great stuff. We'll talk next week.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Have a good weekend.
You got it.